Welcome to Next Day Prep. Review today, prepare tomorrow. Let's dive in.
Yeah, I mean, I've been staring at that chart all afternoon. Best quarter they've ever had, and the stock got taken out back. It's a wild setup.
Mm-hmm.
Walk me through the damage. NVDA down nearly 5.5%, semis bleeding, NASDAQ off 1.2%. How bad was it?
Okay, so NVDA closed at $184.89, which puts it below its 50-day moving average at $185.60. That's not just a bad day, that's a technical breakdown signal. SOX index down 3.2%, Broadcom off 3.19%.
AMD too?
AMD off 3.41%, the whole sector. Semiconductor contagion was real and broad.
Right. That sounds like a bloodbath. So why aren't you more worried right now?
Here's the thing. 75% of stocks are above their 20-day SMA.
Oh, wow. Wait, so while the NASDAQ is getting hit, 3 out of 4 stocks are actually holding?
Exactly. Bulls outpacing bears 391 to 187. And look, Russell 2000 up 0.5%, while NASDAQ fell 1.2%. That 1.7% spread is a rotation signal, not a correction signal.
Yeah. Okay, that's the tell right there.
Software ETF up 2.2%, financials up 1.3%, Shake Shack up 7%, Expedia up nearly 7%. The market didn't sell off today. The market changed
addresses, right. So if the rotation is real, let's look at the specific setups that captured it, because some of these signals were textbook and some were cautionary tales. CRM rallied 4% while the rest of tech was getting hit. What made that one
work? Hammer reversal off support on 1.8x volume. But here's why it worked. Jensen Huang's comment that AI won't kill software companies gave institutional buyers the permission they needed to step in at a technical support level.
Mm-hmm. And without that comment, that same candle on that same volume is just a bounce. The narrative is what made it institutional.
That's exactly the lesson. When a macro catalyst lands on a support level with volume confirmation, probability skews sharply in your favor. Entry above $200 targets $210 to $215.
Right, right. IONQ was up over 21% while semis were bleeding. How does a quantum computing stock decouple from the semiconductor sell-off?
Honestly, catalyst-driven names can fully decouple from sector trends when the catalyst is company-specific. Quantum computing momentum is its own story. It doesn't care what Broadcom did today. Watch $38 to $39 for consolidation. I'll be honest, though. The move was real, but 21% in a day creates a wide consolidation range. I'm less certain about the follow-through timing here than I am on CRM.
Yeah, totally. And then there's BFLY. 50% in a day looks exciting on the surface.
Like plus 50.6% on 14.2x volume with a 216% risk score. This is the cautionary tale. The move is real, but the risk profile is pure speculation, like driving 150 miles per hour on a wet road. Position sizing is everything.
Oh, man. So basically, what's the actual lesson across all three?
Catalyst plus technicals plus volume is a setup. Catalyst alone or volume alone is a lottery ticket.
Right. Before we get to tomorrow's playbook, let me flag a couple after-hours things that matter. Bread Financial announced a $600 million buyback. Capital return stories are gaining traction in a rotation-friendly environment. And here's what I don't think is getting enough attention. The VIX stayed subdued despite the selling.
Oh, that's interesting. Because if this were a real correction,
the VIX would be spiking, right? The fact that it isn't is the single most important confirmation of the rotation, not correction,
thesis. So what's the main event tomorrow?
PCE price index at 8:30 a.m. ET, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. Consensus expects plus 0.3% monthly core, and personal income and spending data drops at the same time. Shake Shack up 7% and Expedia up nearly 7% today are telling you the consumer isn't dead. The spending data tomorrow will either confirm or challenge that story.
Sure. Okay, but here's what I keep coming back to. If PCE comes in at exactly 0.3%, does the market even react? Like, is that already priced?
You know what? Fair question. At exactly 0.3%, you probably get a muted open, and then the internals take over. Rotation continues, software and small caps lead. The real fireworks are at the extremes. Think of it like a medical test result. Come in at 0.3% or below, and the patient gets cleared for activity. Rate cut hopes stay alive. The setups we just talked about get fuel. Come in hot at 0.4% or above, and the doctor orders bed rest. Growth stocks get hit again. The mega cap sell-off extends.
Mm-hmm. And the S&P is sitting right at a critical level going into this.
Exactly. S&P 500 closed at 6,899, right on its 50-day moving average, the tightrope walker pausing in the middle.
So give me the bull case. What does a good day look like?
PCE at 0.3% or below, S&P holds 6,899 and reclaims 6,920 by midday. That confirms the dip buying pattern that's worked all year. Lean into software, financials, and small caps. The 238 reversal bullish signals become fuel for a broad-based move.
Yeah, and the bear case, where does it break?
PCE comes in hot, S&P breaks below 6,880, NASDAQ loses 19,500, that targets February lows around 6,820. The mega cap growth ETF's negative 1.1% today starts to look like the beginning of a rotten core scenario. Reduce exposure, activate the hedge at 6,880, let the precious metals trade work.
Right. So what are the three names you're watching going into
tomorrow? CRM above $200 for continuation, targeting $210, $215. IonQ consolidation above $38, $39 for follow-through. And AG pullback to $30.50. This is the inflation hedge entry that works in both scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So you're not actually making a call on PCE direction with AG. You're saying it wins either way.
Right. If PCE is hot, it accelerates. If PCE is cool and the market rallies, AG still benefits from the broader commodity bid. It's not a directional bet. It's a hedge with upside.
Exactly. And how aggressive should listeners be right now, given everything?
Selective long exposure in rotation beneficiaries. Smaller position sizes given S&P at critical support. Let the data show you its hand before you show yours. Yeah, totally.
When the best earnings report in the market can't lift the stock, valuation exhaustion is real. But that doesn't mean the market is broken. The baton is passing. Software, small caps, and financials are the fresh runners.
Right. Know your levels. 6,920 to lean in, 6,880 to hedge. Get your watch list ready tonight. CRM above $200, IONQ at $38.39, AG at $30.50. Set your alarm for 8:30 a.m. and let the market show you its hand. That's the discipline that separates preparation from guessing. We'll see you back here tomorrow night with a full debrief. That's all for today's episode of Next Day Prep. Review today, prepare tomorrow. See you next time.